Hello, Debbie speaking.
G'day, Debbie. Michael from Prime Provisions. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's good.
I'm just calling you back because I know I've been a bit shit on answering you.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I also should let you know, you can't read your email footer. Like, I can't read, and it looks like it's in Chinese or something. It's just,
My footer.
yeah, when it comes through, like, it's just all blur.
Oh.
Like your name and your the phone number, contact details, all that sort of stuff, the KIB sort of footer. I just thought
Yeah.
I'd let you know that when it comes through, because every single time it comes through, you can't read it. It's
Oh,
in a
okay.
like a blue blur.
Is it?
It
I'll
actually
get them
almost
to
looks
check that
Chinese at
out.
first. Yeah,
Oh, okay.
I can send it back to you. I mean, I don't know if it'll read when it
Yeah,
comes
because
back to
I've
you.
had replies on my emails and yeah, it's not had that, so I wonder if it was just a glitch.
Well, it's not the yes, yeah, it's just the information, like, you know. So just to call you then, I had to do a Google search, so I couldn't call because I can't read.
Yeah.
I just sent one of those emails back to you now, so I didn't fill
Okay.
anything out. I just sent it back so you can have a look at it. But anyway,
Yeah.
moving on.
That's okay. Computers.
Okay, so might have to talk through some of this. Is that all right?
That's okay. I have issued renewals because I didn't hear from you and I need to get them done. So it'll so you would have had the renewals from me and the premium funding offer I sent yesterday. So if any changes we do, it'll just be either an endorsement now. So I'll send you a client statement and redo the premium funding if there's any changes to the
Right, yeah.
Current premium. Yeah, we have time frames to get things down. If we don't, let me just have a look at the
Yeah,
quote.
cool.
Yes, it's coming back to me normal.
Yeah, right.
Weird, yeah.
Well,
I'll
you can
speak
read
to
all
our
the info in your
account.
photo because it comes through this sort of blue blur. It's just one big blur. And even when I went to
Yeah.
re-forward it onto you then,
Yeah.
same thing happened. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know.
No, that's all right. Let me jump into your policy so I've got everything in front of me.
Currently 35 degrees outside here at the moment.
Oh, is it? Oh,
Oh,
lovely.
it's been stinking. Oh, it's stinking hot and muggy as.
Oh, yeah,
We've had lots
we've
of
had some,
storms. Every
yeah,
night's
we've,
been a storm. Yeah,
yeah.
and then just completely sunny the next day, and then storms at night again, and some pretty heavy storms actually. We
Yeah.
definitely missed spring. We went straight to summer this year.
Did you? Yeah, we did that last year. All right. Do you want to start with the business?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a, yep. Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. Yep. Okay, go for it.
So do I need to change anything in, like, I know you just sent this email here, but I had started, if I look at your emails that you sent to me last week, I had started replying, and then I got, oh, here it is, I got a draft already. So let me have a look what I was drafting up to you. Proposed sums insured. Do I need to? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, just if you need to update anything, if anything
Yeah.
from the current
I
year is
mean,
not going to roll.
I was looking at putting this, you know, insured, the first line, fire and peril, up to 600,000. I mean, I don't know. You know, we got two freezers in the car park. We got freezers and fridge inside. I mean, they're hardly going to be affected by fire. Even the rest of the stock is really, it's just all concrete and cement. It's unlikely fire is happening in here, but, you know, you never know, I suppose. But I just did an evaluation of, you know, just stock on hand on that day, and, you know, it was around $600,000 for stock on hand.
Okay. Does it always sit at that high or is it normally a bit lower?
Yeah,
It's just
business was
like
growing, so
fluctuates. Yeah. Okay.
everything's going up on this, so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll up it to 600. That's fine.
If you think, I mean, the likelihood of something like this happening, it'd just be an isolated incident. So it'd just be like, you know, if, I mean, a freezer's not gonna I don't know. What does fire and perils mean?
It's just basically, say a fire did go through and wipes you completely out. That's to get you back up, to what you had. And like you said, the chances of it happening,
Well, what I'm getting at is that, because two of the freezers are outside, they're not even inside the building. I mean, the likelihood of a fire, what could be an electrical fire in the back of a freezer, for example, and then it'd just short out. And then the stock might get wasted inside one of those freezers, you know what I mean? Although now that I say that, we did have a fire start, like something burnt out in one of the roof freezer the other day, and it tripped the whole switch, and all the building went out overnight, which wasn't ideal, but everything was okay. We came in the morning and the freezer was still at -2, so it wasn't exactly where it was supposed to be. But it was all good. But, yeah, that's the sort of stuff, I guess, that happens.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is that was a mechanical breakdown, and even though it was only one unit, it tripped the whole building, so multiple units went out.
Oh, okay, okay, I understand. Yeah.
But we have two buildings here, so even though that tripped the main freezer and fridge, the other building with the other two freezers not affected.
Oh, okay.
Because it's two separate buildings. Anyway.
Were you able to move the stuff across, or you able to?
Didn't have to. Like I called a guy first thing in the morning. They were straight out of here and they fixed it straight away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll do 600K. It shouldn't really change the premium too much, I don't
think. Yeah, sure, okay.
Okay, yep.
So, look, let's go down to turnover now. So turnover is, 12 million last financial. It's probably going to be more this year as well.
Yep, so what are you thinking?
Well, I'll just put 12, yeah?
12, yeah, 12 mil.
Yeah, and then I was just thinking, now working back from that, business interruption, so
you probably want to up that a little bit more.
Well, 12 million. So what is it, gross profit?
Yeah.
Oh God. Gross profit, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know how to work this out, really. Gross profit. Profit probably about $3 million, but that's for 12 months. So is this just? I know I ask you these questions every single time. Sorry.
That's all right. It's I can send you I'll send you a form, and it gives you a really good breakdown of what gross profit is, so that way you can look at your books and then you can work it out as to what you need against what your books are. Do you want me to send that through to you? Tells you what you need to look at.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll just put, we'll just put a question mark on that for the moment, and then you just let me know when you have a look at it. All right, yep. Okay.
Theft.
Theft.
I mean, am I going to steal food? Maybe.
Yeah, these days you don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know, Debbie.
What are the, is the chances of them just coming in just to steal the stock and go... how much would they be realistically be able to, to grab and go? I mean, it's frozen food. It's not resellable, isn't it? If they did,
yeah, well, it's not all frozen. We do have lots of ambient as well, but they still have to cut box by box as well. It'd be like breaking into a Campbell's Cash and Carry or something, and just having to take
yeah.
all the smokes.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, they do, you know, I suppose they do know what they want, you know, and, you know, yeah, your smokes and, you know, all your construction and all, you know, tools and stuff like that. They're big ticket items in that world. I mean, if they broke in, I'm just wondering, like, would it be in error that they think there's something more, that they've taken a couple of boxes, realised it's food, leave it? So if you don't want to go too high, because that will increase your premium a bit. I mean, you could take it maybe 20, 30.
Yeah, 20. Let's put up 20, yeah. Yeah.
That was theft. Yep.
Glass, yeah, I'm not going to worry about glass. We've hardly got any glass here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So public liability, so yeah, keep
that
20
max.
Million,
yeah.
Turnover, so yeah, that's it. No, I've got 12 million there now. And staff now at 17, so 12 full time, 5 part time casual.
5 part time casual.
Interested party, well, that still is the landlord, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. On that one, I don't know if you, in my email, I put flood cover on there for you because you haven't had that in the past and a lot of the insurers don't offer it and they did. So I took it up on your behalf just to give you some protection just in case something did happen. There was an extra charge.
Yeah, look, it's unlikely, and I only say that because we've had 2 flood experiences since I've had this business.
Yeah.
We weren't affected at all here. We're not in a flood-prone area here.
Yeah. So if you want me to remove it, I can. I just wanted to at least throw it on there before, in case it got revoked. So I thought I'll put it in. At least you've got it. We can take it out if you don't want it, but if you do want it, just... in that one in 100 chance that, you know.
So,
yeah.
Might as well keep it. Yeah, we'll might as well keep it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just never know. I mean, some places that have never flooded have flooded these days. And when they're doing their flood-prone areas, you know, some of them go on, now they're throwing places that really have never flooded because they've got, you know, a small little river or something that would never flood, but they're, you know, they're considering it to be flood prone because of all the floods that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a, yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things, if you know, Murphy's Law, if you don't have it, something happens that you
yeah.
never expect, and that can be quite damaging.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, so we'll keep that in.
Massive discrepancies between the insurers.
Yeah, a lot. Your area, a lot didn't want to take it on. So that's what I thought. I'll throw the flood in because, you know.
But even like, you know, the difference from AIG or Allianz to Hollard is just 3 times more.
Yeah. Yeah, which basically says to us that obviously, and when a lot of insurers are declining, it's obviously a area that they don't want to target for the moment, so they step away a little bit, and then you'll find, you know, 12 months, 18 months, they'll go, okay, you know, we're looking good in that, you know, we want to get back into that market. Then they'll start, you know, re-quoting and reassessing whether that's a situation or risk that they want to take back on.
Yeah.
It happens all the time, so.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, this one really, take out the flood that I put in there, I think it only went up about $50, $60, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it in.
Yeah. So, I think, wasn't too concerned about that, so that's good. So do you want to move on to machinery or
yeah.
anything else? Yeah. Okay. Yep, machinery.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to do anything on that?
Probably just... Have you bought any new machinery that might increase that sum insured above the 100,000?
Which one should I look at to see what's on there? The renewal, no, the to see what's already on there. Oh, here it is.
So that's just your blanket cover, 100,000, and then you've got your specified items. So you've got your chillers, but they let me think if I've got this right. They were already on there. There's landlords.
Chiller and standby generators.
Yeah.
So. So yeah, that's two outdoor freezers is what that is.
Yeah.
There's no generators.
I think that's they just include that in the
yeah.
Wording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't own the other two things, so I'm not insuring those.
No.
Or am I? No.
No.
That's right. This is the issue we had last time with Tickets.
Yeah.
To get cover for
yeah.
For stuff I didn't own, but in case of mechanical breakdown,
yeah,
of those things. But look, you know, I've got monitored alarms that come to me and to the 24-hour cold refrigeration mechanics who come out and fix it if there is something wrong. So
yeah,
you know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
unless it's something that they can't fix in the you know. In the middle of the night, which is unlikely, they can probably get anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, let's just keep it at that. Yeah.
Keep
what
that.
It was already
okay.
At. Yeah.
All right. No worries. All right. I will. I'll email you across the attachment with the business interruption, just so it gives you a better understanding of you know, your figures, so that you can look back over your books and see what you want to put that at. And it sort of gives you a breakdown of how it all operates and what you need to include into business interruption.
Am I paying more? Am I paying more by paying the instalments?
There is on the instalments. There is the interest that the finance company does charge.
Look, I can just pay the premium outright. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry about the funding.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, I'll send that through so that you can have a look at the business interruption and come back to me with a figure. And once you've done that, I'll put everything back up and just send you an endorsement with a client statement. So just use the client statement because that will show the original premium that I've sent with the changes and what that extra premium will be. And then it'll give you a grand total and that's what you pay off the grand total on the client statement. It makes it easy
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Fantastic.
All right.
All right. Another year done.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, I know. When I was sitting there and I was like, oh, my God, I felt like I'd just done it not that long ago that we spoke.
Yeah.
And it's like it's been
yeah.
12 months and it's just come so quickly.
Yeah, this whole year has just absolutely flown by. My life is flying by in front of my eyes.
Yeah, I know.
And it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it does
shit
feel
every
like
day.
Yeah.
Well, I read something the other day, and you know, it just said that routine speeds life up, and novelty and new experiences slows it down. That's why we sort of feel like
yeah.
it's going so fast because we're doing the same stuff all the time. But if you have, you know, if you're going on a holiday overseas or something, it does seem to doesn't go as quick, and you're doing just different things, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I've read something similar, and that's why they said like for kids, the year goes so long. Because they haven't had all of these experiences, so everything
yeah.
is sort of kind of new to them, and that's why
yeah.
it feels like it drags. But, yeah,
yeah,
for us, yeah, it's very true. Yeah, very true.
Oh, well.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
So new experience is what it's all about, Teddy.
Exactly. It has to be our new motto for next year.
Oh, yeah. That was my motto this year.
Was it?
Nothing happened. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that. We did do a few things, but...
Yeah.
When it's your own business, and Marianne, my wife, works here as well, it's you know, for two of us to be away at the same time, it's a bit of a strain on the office as well. So,
yeah.
but we did manage a Vegas trip, which was awesome.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, Vegas is nice. Did you enjoy
it? Oh,
it
was so much fun. It was so much fun. Quite expensive.
Oh,
it's
I know.
The dollar was. But my daughter had my daughter does gymnastics, and she had a gymnastics competition there,
oh.
So we decided to have a whole day, and oh, it was so much fun. You just had to stop thinking about the money after a while and just go
you
with
do,
it.
Yeah, you do. You're not doing it every day, so you just, you know, you enjoy yourself and that, but there's just, yeah, there is. It's a big playground. There's so much to do there.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we did a helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon as well, which was
We did that. It was awesome.
Did you land in the Grand Canyon?
We didn't. No, we only went over. But I'm like, because we weren't gonna do that. We were actually gonna do. It was like with the Native Indians, and you walk down into a track thing down into the canyon.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw people doing that thing.
Yeah,
that
and they incorrectly booked it. So we were on one side of the canyon, and that was on the other side. We had to go, okay, well, what else can we do? And then they said, you can do a helicopter ride. And we're like, oh, okay. And we're so glad we did the helicopter ride than the other, because the helicopter gave you such an expansive view of how big that thing is.
Yeah.
Like, without doing that, you still wouldn't have gauged how big it is and that. So,
and
you're
in a different state too. You actually get out of Nevada and go into...
Exactly.
We went to Hawaii afterwards for a week or so on the way home, so which was okay.
Yeah.
Again, really touristy, captured market, just lots of really overpriced sort of touristy kind of things there.
Yeah, that was one place I wanted to go to, but friends lived there, and they said as a tourist, it's getting expensive because they.
Yeah, and just. Better beaches here, and to be honest, we wanted to go to Mexico, but we booked this, and then we just thought we should have went to Mexico instead, because you're so close when you're in Nevada as well. But anyway, we just had to go with it. But it was still good fun. The kids loved it too, so that was the main thing. But new experiences is what it's about.
Yeah, that's it. That's fantastic.
All right.
Well, I'll get this over to you, and if you've got any other questions, just give me a call and we'll sort of nut it out together.
Will do. All right. And, yes, my accounts person here is asking about the certificate of the public liability as well.
Yeah, I can send that through.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll send that to you.
All right.
Thanks, Betty. That's okay.
Sorry.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye.